Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our TOEIC unit today. We're helping you prepare for the TOEIC test so you can further your career in the future. But today we're going to be talking about using credit cards. And credit cards, of course, are very convenient if you don't have the cash on hand and you'd really like to have that new bicycle or a new set of clothes. Hey, just use that plastic, you know, schwacha. Take it down there to the store and buy all you want and pay later. Who cares? So it sounds convenient, but of course, someone can actually use your credit card. They can hack into your account. And that's why the title of today's article is Someone Else is Using My Credit Card. How could that be? It's right here in my pocket. How could somebody cheat me like that?
It's pretty easy to do. It's happened to me before. I took a trip to China a couple years ago. And when I got back the next month, I was looking at my credit card bill. And there was a charge on there for about $4,000 NT. And I thought, what is this? And it was called Party in a Box. But I had not bought anything called Party in a Box. So you have to contact your credit card company and they can investigate. And then they'll take the charge off your bill so you don't have to end up paying for it. But be careful. It's very easy to steal numbers. Nowadays, I don't know if you've seen this, Tom, but they have little electronic devices that you can walk by someone's pocket, wallet, purse, and scan it using a device that no one sees.
Wow.
So I bought my dad something that protects credit cards in his wallet from being scanned by that device. It's very popular.
Some kind of little envelope. That is lead-lined or something, so it can resist signals or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Protects it.
So now we have to start carrying that kind of stuff around. Jeez, what is this world coming to? But in today's lesson, we've got a conversation between Juliet and Bill. And Bill Chappelle has some problems with his credit card, so let's find out what they are. Let's listen to their conversation right now.
Hello, AMC Bank Credit Card Services. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Bill Chappelle, and I need to report an unauthorized charge on my credit card.
I see. Just for identification purposes, can you confirm your address and the credit card number?
Of course. My address is 20 Lane 101, Huping East Road, Taipei City. The number is 1234-5678-9012.
Thank you. Now, please give me all the relevant details of the unauthorized transaction.
What are you looking for specifically?
I need to know when the transaction was made, how much it was for, when you noticed the problem, and so on.
Well, I was looking at my credit card statement just now, and saw a transaction of $87 for a website that I've never heard of. The purchase was made yesterday.
Let me just call your transaction history up on our system. Okay, I see the payment. Can you confirm that you've never purchased anything from this website?
I certainly haven't.
And can you confirm that you still have possession of your credit card?
Yes, it's in my hand now.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We'll cancel your credit card immediately and send you a new card with a new account number.
What about the money that's been charged to my current account?
Since you reported it within 60 days, you won't be liable for that payment.
Okay, everybody, let's discuss today's lesson in detail here. Someone else is using my credit card. That's the title here. Of course, credit card is the little piece of plastic you carry around with you if you want to make purchases and you don't want to use cash. Mm. Nowadays, the credit cards, I think, are integrating with different kinds of magnetic strips or something, so you could also use it as a yo-yo card as well.
They have the little chips in now.
Chip, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, magnetic strips is the old way.
Right.
And Taiwan was actually ahead of the U.S. on this. I just got my chip credit card from the States last year. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, Juliet is on the phone here. She answers the phone and says, Hello, AMC Bank Credit Card Services.
How may I help you today? So this is her job, and this is what she's supposed to say, how she's supposed to answer the phone, and how she's supposed to greet customers. Bill Chappelle is here. He says, hi, my name is Bill Chappelle, and I need to report an unauthorized charge on my credit card. Now, if something is unauthorized, that means permission was not given. And in other words here, someone charged something on his credit card. They got his number somehow. They got the expiration date. And then they got that other code number on the back of the card somehow. You got to have all these code numbers in order to use a credit card. But in the old days, of course, when you used a credit card, you would have to use it physically, take it to a store, and they would run this thing over it, and it would make a duplicate or whatever that thing's called. I can't remember. I used to do that when I worked in a gas station.
Right.
But nowadays, hey, you can just do it online. Just submit the number right there. You don't actually have to present the card in person.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do, though. Think about you going out to eat food, and at the end of the meal, you give the waiter your credit card. That credit card is in the waiter's possession for a while. He could write down all the information very quickly. So it's pretty easy to steal people's information these days. This guy, somebody steal his credit card number and information, unfortunately. And it's kind of a hassle because that's what you have to do. You have to contact your bank and spend some time on the telephone. This guy's name is Bill Chappelle, and he wants to report an unauthorized charge. If you authorize someone to do something, you give them permission to do something, but you notice that the UN is there, so it means the opposite of that. You don't give someone permission. So it's somebody who has charged something on his credit card without his permission. And the first thing you have to do, guys, if it happens, is immediately call your bank credit card company and let them know.
Right. And so she needs to have some identification here. So she says, I see. I understand someone had an unauthorized transaction on your credit card. So just for identification purposes, can you confirm your address and credit card number? So yes, identification, making sure the person is who he or she says he or she is. Identification, again, that's one of our featured vocabulary words for today. The process of identifying someone, simple enough. Sometimes it's just shortened to ID. May I see your ID card?
Yeah.
Or may I see your ID, please? And you need to confirm that address where you live and the number of the credit card. Bill says, of course, my address is 20 Lane 101, Huping East Road, Taipei City. Ooh, Huping East Road. Don't they come in sections there? Section 1,
He's
section
missing
2?
His section number, I'm telling you that.
Well,
yeah.
I think they probably did this on purpose just in case there's a real person out there so we don't get in trouble here. Never mind the address here, but he says the number of the card is blah, 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 blah. A bunch of numbers there. And Juliet says, thank you. Now please give me all the relevant details of the unauthorized transaction. Now, if something is relevant, it has something to do with something. It is related to it. The opposite is irrelevant. Okay, so give me some relevant details of this transaction, like when it happened and stuff like that, to the specific time, how much it was for.
Yeah.
I don't need some irrelevant details like what you had for breakfast that morning or what color shoes you decided to wear. That has nothing to do with this unauthorized transaction.
Yeah. It's interesting. In English, we have different prefixes that mean the opposite or a negative of the word that it follows. This word relevant, you obviously couldn't put UN in front. We'd have no word that's unrelevant. It has to be irrelevant. Sorry that they're not all the same, but you have to learn those. So a transaction is anytime you have some sort of trade or deal with somebody. Usually it involves money, but it doesn't have to. Before we had cash that we carried around, people would trade things with each other. Maybe a farmer would trade a potato or a sack of potatoes for some corn. So it's just one instance of buying or selling something, whether you use money or not. Here, of course, we're using credit card, so that's a way to charge it. So in the future, you're going to pay for it, but not the minute that you buy that thing. So Bill says, what are you looking for specifically? I mean, there are lots of things that she could ask him, but he wants to know specifically or give him information, let him know exactly, that's another word to say this, exactly what that she's looking for. So is specifically, exactly, is clearly defined. You know what is being asked about or what's being identified. So what does she want to know?
Well, she needs to know when the transaction was made and how much it was for. Also, she needs to know when he noticed the problem and so on. He might have some other relevant details or some other specific information that might be pertinent to this particular case. So these are the things that she is specifically looking for, when the transaction was made, which day, and actually the specific time, if you know that. How much was the transaction for? Perhaps also she needs to know what the transaction was in. U.S. dollars, Japanese yen, Korean won, or whatever. And then also when you noticed it, okay, when did you become aware of this problem? Sometimes it takes a while for people to know that they've been cheated. It could be maybe several weeks later. You know, when did you notice this? Well, I checked my statement like just now, and it came in the mail, but the transaction was for like 3 weeks ago. That's a long time ago. Maybe the criminals are long gone.
That's right. Well, I wanted to mention this word statement is how we describe that document that comes to you either through regular mail, as we call it, snail mail, because it's so slow, or through email. My statements these days are just emailed to me to save paper and trees. But a statement is what we call it, even though it's just the document. But your credit card statement, I don't always look at mine. So it was a good thing I looked at it that month that someone had charged the party in the box. It's a good thing to check your statements, even if you think, you know, there's really nothing on them. Or maybe you didn't use your credit card for a month. You still need to check it. I found some crazy things on my statements. So he saw a transaction on his statement of $87 US, and it was a website that had made the charge. So there was some sort of website that was selling things that had used that credit card number, but he had never, ever heard of the website. Website's just the web page that a company builds. The website includes all of the web pages that are contained on that one website. So he'd never heard of it, but the purchase, he found, had been made yesterday. Purchase is just something that you bought. Did you make any purchases yesterday? No.
Absolutely. On that website, I think I used to make purchases on Amazon.com, for example.
Yeah.
But I haven't had a credit card for a long time, but we'll get into that later on. So, yes, indeed, he got his statement. I'm assuming that this is an online statement here because the transaction was just for yesterday.
Yeah.
Usually statements come in the mail, and they're for transactions that occurred maybe a week before that or longer. So he must be looking at the web page here or their website or what for the bank. And Juliet says, let me just call your transaction history up on our system. Now, notice in this sentence, we've got the verb phrase to call up. It's a two-word verb phrase that can be separated, call something up. You could also say call up something on our system with the preposition on here. In other words, she wants to go into the computer's files, into a directory somewhere, and then get that document or get that information to appear on the screen so that she can read it, to call it up on her computer.
It's interesting because it's the same way we talk about just calling someone on the phone. I need to call up Joe this week and see what he's up to. But now we use it to talk about computer technology, getting that information to come up on your screen. You call it up. So she sees the payment. She wants him to confirm that he's never purchased anything from that website. They've never actually asked me that kind of question. Can you confirm that you've never purchased that or that you have no idea where that came from? They pretty much believed me, which was nice. They just did some research on their end and everything was good. So Bill confirms. He says, yes, it's true. I've never purchased from that website. I don't know that website. I've never been on that website. She wants him to confirm as well that you still have possession of your credit card. Sometimes people actually steal it physically, so they have that card. Maybe they pulled it off a table while you weren't looking. Maybe they grabbed it out of your bag or your pocket. Things happen like that. Pickpockets are really good, especially in Europe, so be careful. They're looking to pick your pockets. He does still have possession of his credit card. If you have possession of something, it means you have it. It's yours. We also talk about someone's possessions. Those are the things you own. They aren't the things you borrow. They're the things you actually own. But if something's in your possession, it means you physically have it with you.
Right. So can you confirm that you actually have the credit card right there with you, that you can hold it in your hands,
yeah.
You can smell it, you can rub it against your face or whatever? Do you have that credit card right there?
Uh-huh.
He says, yes, it's in my hand now. I've got that credit card right here. I can see it. I can see the little shiny numbers there and the colorful design and the numbers sticking up. It's in my hand right now. And Juliet says, okay, here's what we're going to do. This is the procedure. We'll cancel your credit card immediately. Okay, right now we're going to cancel it in our computer system. So if you go down to the local 7-Eleven and try to make a purchase, it's not going to work because we're going to cancel the card. And then we're going to send you a new card with a new account number. Okay, so we'll have a different number and maybe a different date of expiration and a different code number on the back. And you'll receive it soon. If they mail it to you, of course, he's probably not going to receive it till what? Maybe another day or so, something like that.
It depends on where he is. Because I live in Taiwan and my credit cards are U.S. credit cards. I do have a Taiwanese credit card, but most of my credit cards are U.S. So they'll usually FedEx it to me or send it by express mail. But not always. If it's not my fault or there was an accident that happened, they'll usually FedEx it to you or use express mail. So he's going to get a brand new credit card, like Tom says. They'll often change the expiration date and the 3-code number, or if it's American Express, it's a 4-code. Those are the codes that they had to add just, I would say, a good 10 years ago, maybe, more longer.
Something like that.
More recent, yeah, than just the expiration, because people were getting really good about stealing credit cards and stealing identities, and it's just been kind of a mess. But that's what you have with digital technology. You have the good with the bad, and this is part of the bad stuff we have to put up with. So what does Juliet say? Well, first Bill asks, what about the money that has been charged to my current account? He's talking about that $87 charge from the website he didn't even go to, he was unaware of. And she has good news for him. She says, since you reported it within 60 days, you won't be liable for that payment. So if you're liable for something, Tom, what does that mean?
It means you're responsible according to law. You have to pay. And if you don't, you're going to be punished. Liable, indeed. So, yeah, that means responsible according to the law. You better do it or you're going to be punished for that. You're liable to make car payments if you've taken out a loan, for example. You've got to make those car payments or you're going to be severely punished for that. The bank will repossess your car, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, I think we got the gist of their conversation here.
Yeah.
The conversation between Bill and Juliet. Juliet is a very polite service representative, and if I were the boss of a company, I would be very proud to have her as an employee. But
they
right
record
now,
these calls, Tom, so yeah. Juliet knows her boss is going to be listening, so she has to do a good job.
If he has the time. He'll probably only listen to it if somebody has a complaint.
A problem, yeah.
But in any case, that brings us to the end of our explanation of the conversation. We're going to have some extra dialogues and discussion questions, or one question here in just a couple of seconds, but first, we need to hear from our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今明两天我们的主题是信用卡被盗刷了。我们首先来看到 Bill 他跟对方介绍 Hi, my name is Bill Chappell, and I need to report an unauthorized charge on my credit card. 在这里我们看到的 unauthorized 代表着是一个形容词，解释成为未经授权的。其实它是来自于 authorize, 就是有授权给某人当作动词使用的。举个例子来说 ,a senior member was authorized to act for the chairman during his absence. 这句话的意思是说，主席不在的时候呢，就会有一位资深的委员被授权来 act for him, 来代理他的职务。在这里的 authorize 是动词，有授权给某人的意思，而 unauthorized 就是有未经授权的意思。而后面的这个名词 charge 则是有费用、所价的意思。而对方就说 I see, just for identification purposes, can you confirm your address and the credit card number? 好了，首先当然是要确认他对方的身份，所以 identification 代表着呢，就是身份证明。我常常用驾驶执照来当作是我的身份证明，我就可以说 I used my driver's license as identification. 他首先希望他要证明身份，所以要确认 confirm 他的住址以及信用卡的卡号。接着 Juliet 又说 Now please give me all the relevant details of the unauthorized transaction. 请你要给我所有这个未经授权的交易的所有 relevant details. Relevant 代表的呢就是相关的，有没有相关的细节进一步的了解呢？ A transaction 则是有交易买卖的意思。举个例子来说，公司的一切交易都有被记载下来，我们就可以写 A record is kept of all the firm's transactions. 接着再继续往下看， Bill 提到 Well, I was looking at my credit card statement just now and saw a transaction of $87 for a website that I've never heard of.所以他查了一下自己的 credit card statement, 也就是所谓的信用卡的账单。Statement 本来是有陈述、说明的意思，它也可以指的是银行的报告单。像是呢，银行每个月都会寄给你一些结算单，你就可以说 a bank statement。所以看了一下自己的 credit card statement, 他发现有一笔是消费于一个从来没有听过的网站。在这里的 hear of 就是有听说、听过，而这个网站是 I've never heard of, 从来没有听说过的网站，所以他觉得有被盗刷的可能性。接着继续往下看， Juliet 还说 And can you confirm that you still have possession of your credit card? 他说呢，你可不可以确认你还是仍然持有你的信用卡呢？ Possession 在这里是当作名词，可以解释成为拥有跟占有的意思。我们说到Take possession of something, 也就是有占领跟占有某个东西的意思。再举个例子来说，我们常说啊，拥有一个学位并不能保证你一定找得到工作。你可以说 The possession of a degree does not guarantee you a job.OK, 继续往下看。Julia 说 OK, 那么我们现在要这么做咯。她说 We'll cancel your credit card immediately and send you a new card with a new account number. 所以当你去挂失的时候，她告诉你她会首先 cancel, 先呢停卡。他用 cancel 这个字注销、取消，然后再寄给你一个新的 account number, 新的账号。接着 Julia 又说 Since you reported it within 60 days, you won't be liable for that payment. 当然 Bill 非常的担心，那他需不需要支付那87块美金的费用呢？ Julia 说 Since, 因为你是在60天之内呢来报告我们告知此事， You won't be liable for,liable 当作形容词，解释成为负有法律责任的或有义务的意思。我们可以用 for 加上名词，或如果你说 be liable to do something, 就代表你有义务要去做某件事情。我们来看一下以下的例子。 the shipping company will be liable for damage. 代表着就是运输公司将会对损坏来负责。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, it's time for us to have some extra dialogues.
Yeah.
I'm going to be A here.
Okay.
When can I expect my new credit card to arrive?
It will arrive within 5 working days. If it hasn't, please inform us immediately.
Okay, so remember in the conversation, Juliet said that they're going to mail him a new credit card, and maybe he needs to make some purchases, so he needs to know when his new card is going to come, when it's going to arrive. Well, it will arrive. That's the future tense here.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to arrive within 5 working days, so that does not include the weekend. And if it hasn't arrived, then inform us right away. Tell us right away, and we'll try to figure out why you haven't received your card.
Right. Here's the next one, I'll be A. Will I also get a new credit card statement?
Yes. We'll send out an updated statement within 2 working days.
This is unusual. I've never seen this before. I didn't get a new statement, but the month that followed after I reported the problem and they did some checking and decided I was correct. It was somebody who had charged. It was a fraudulent charge. You could call it that, fraudulent. They just took off the charge on the next month's statement. It wasn't there anymore. But maybe somebody belongs to a really good bank. Mine was, let's see, which bank was it? I think it was Chase. I think it was a Chase credit card. Anyway, so yeah, sometimes they will send you a new statement. Or if you're just receiving electronic statements, they'll just take the charge off.
It should be there right away. And here's the third and final dialogue for today.
Okay.
Is there anything else I need to do?
Yes. Please go to our website and fill out the disputed transaction form. This will help us process everything.
So, of course, a form is a document in which you need to provide information like your name, your address, maybe an identification number or something like that. And we use the verb phrase to fill out the form. Sometimes you hear people say fill in the form.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to say fill out the form. It sounds more correct to me. Fill out this form. And we would use this both for written documents written by hand and for ones on the internet. Fill out the form. Okay,
but now, you can use fill in just to let everyone
know.
Yes,
it's not wrong.
I wanted to say here, though, when I've had a bank, and I had one bank that wanted me to fill out this transaction form, because I live in Taiwan, it's a pain, so I just didn't do it. So
okay.
I love the banks that will take information over the phone.
Cool. Okay, here's our discussion question for today to finish off the lesson. What steps can you take to prevent becoming a victim of fraud?
Well, you can start paying in cash and just not ever get online. I love Taiwan's websites that are stores because you have the option of paying through your ATM card, you know. So you can order something and then I go downstairs and use the bank's ATM that's next door. And so then no one gets my credit card number. But if you're in the States, you don't have that option. We don't have that nice, easy way to pay for things. I think that we all need to invest in those protect your credit card from the new devices that are out there. But I don't know, unless you're not going to use a credit card at all, especially online, you're kind of stuck with this.
Yeah, I'm kind of conservative. You know, I've worn the same clothes for the past 20 or 30 years.
Wow.
So I don't need to really buy any new stuff.
Okay.
So I don't really need a credit card. So I guess the best way
to travel, you do.
Certainly, yes, you need to have one just in case. But for the most part, I don't use a credit card. But unfortunately, though, that does mean my wallet can get stolen and I can lose all my cash.
He didn't mention his wife has a credit card.
True. I use her cards anyway. But in any case, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye.